Hagutin Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Shlach. In Mirat Hashem, we're going to be explaining Psukim in Haftarah, Psukim in the Parsha, and today's shiur is based mainly on the Sefer Arvi Nachal in Parshas Shlach, Drush Aleph. The Arvi Nachal is the author of the Levush Yisrod, which is found in the margins of every standard Shulchan Aruch. He has a Sefer called Arvi Nachal. We'll add a little bit here and there, but Mirat Hashem mostly from the Sefer Arvi Nachal, Drush Aleph. Begin and just ask a ha'ar or two on the Haftarah itself. And from the Haftarah, we will approach, go back to the Parsha, explain other things. So, a little bit. When she speaks to them after she hides the Meraglim, so she says, "Vatoymer el ha'anoshim, yodati, hinosan Hashem lachem es ha'aretz." I know that Hashem has given you the land. Chayra should have said, "Ki yitein Hashem lachem." Hashem will give you. Okay. So, it brings like this. A very famous Gemara, which became very famous from, besides people that learn the Gemara, from Chaim Shmulevitz has a Vart on it, which I encourage you to look up. It's a beautiful Vart, but it's not, I'm not going to explain today. The Gemara, Masechet Shabbos, brings a Shita that the Lamates Malacha, one of the Malachas of Saiser, Amunas Livnois, has to be B'mkaimai. Someone takes apart a building, and it's one of the Lamates Malachas, it's only if he plans on rebuilding it on location, in the same exact place. So it's considered a Tielis for the actual location. But if someone takes apart a building and plans on rebuilding the same building somewhere else, he's considered Mekalkel, and he's Pater. So Gemara asks Akasha, Shabbos Taflam and Aleph, L'chayra, we know that all the Malachas of Shabbos are learned from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, whenever they rebuilt the Mishkan, it was in a new location. So the Gemara answers, since it says, Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yiso, it's considered Yisaitra Al-Manas Livnois Bim Koimoi, and Yerachayv. Of course, this needs to be understood. It's still in a new location, so what if Hashem said to do it? But if the Halacha is, it has to be in the same place. How does that help? So again, there's a beautiful Vart from Chaim Shalevitz. Check it out. The Sefer Arvi Nachal answers this based on a Zayar and Kisvei Arizal who say that really, when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they would not be allowed to bring Karbanis. Because you need to bring Karbanis only in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason why it was mutter for them is just because, just the same as Yaakov Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu folded the whole Eretz Yisrael underneath him, so too, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, every place they went, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And Kedushas Eretz Yisrael mamish in the Machon Leviah. And the Makim HaMishkan was the Makim of the Mikdash. And they were allowed to therefore bring Karbanis. As Isaac the Zayar and Arizal. He brings this again in the Drasha. V'chayri, he says, explains Api Kabbalah, that the Shechina HaKadosha is called Api Hashem. Bring sources, and Kabbalah it's called Pi Hashem. The Mele, he says, this is what the Torah HaKadosha is saying. So Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou means to say that wherever they went, they were going with the Shechina. Wherever they were, they had mamish the Shechina of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. It's not for the fruit, like the Gemara says in Saita, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening because he wanted to have tasty fruit. It's not what it was about. What was the point? They were coming for the Shechina, they were coming for Kedusha, they're coming to live holy lives, to be special Yidden. Says the Arvi Nachal, when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, the Shechina was not situated in Eretz Yisrael. It all came to where Klal Yisrael was by the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the land itself was Medina Echelos Yeshveha, because the Shechina was gone. The Gilui Shechina was with Klal Yisrael. The Parish was still good, because it still had remainder, and it was still being affected a little bit by Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Parish looked special. However, the Ikur Shechina was not there. It was with Klal Yisrael. So, he says like this. Now we understand why Klal Yisrael b'chal needed to send Meraglim. Because when Klal Yisrael did not feel like they were on such a level of Emunah, so they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, please, we send Meraglim, like it says at the beginning of Parshas Devarim. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. It was from Klal Yisrael. Fair Shepsukim at the beginning of Devarim. and they need to send anoshim, tzaddikim. Why do they send anoshim tzaddikim from Meraglim? You need to send tzaddikim. You need to send guys who are good at spying out land. The answer is, they want to discover about the Kedusha. Why are people dying? Is it because there's Kedusha there? Or maybe the Kedusha has gone? People that will be sensitive to realize special holy things and figure out what was happening there to Israel. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalach lecha anoshim. Lecha to you, to yourself, to your machane, to machane levia. Send the miraglim over there and they'll discover that the Shechina is by you. And they won't have any question about where the Shechina is. And how when they go in, they'll be safe because they'll realize that the Shechina is by you. Shalach lecha anoshim. But Klal Yisrael insists they want these miraglim to go to Chutz La'aretz. But Hashem says, Shalach lecha anoshim. The Yisurus Eretz Kanan, Asher Ani Nesim Yisrael, they'll be able to experience by you, staying in your machne, Eretz Kanan. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to go along with the people. Hashem never really intended that. Like it says, V'ikach Moshe Atzvez Yosef Imoy, Imoy B'machitzase. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. But Moshe Rabbeinu felt he had to literally send the Meraglim towards Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if I send Stam people into Chutz La'aretz, into Eretz Yisrael, excuse me, they're not going to realize that the Kedusha is gone. And they'll Stam say, Eretz HaChalas Yeshveh, what's going on? There's Kedusha and still people are dying. It's too holy for us. He says, no, I need people who are tzaddikim who can go there and realize that Eretz Yisrael is right now not on its typical level of Kedusha, that there's way more Kedusha in our Machaneh, and that's why it's HaChalas Yeshveh. So the Meraglim say afterwards, Ba'anu ela Eretz Asher Shalachtanu. We went to Eretz Yisrael. We went to that land, and still everything seemed terrible. And the reason why they have to stress ela Eretz Asher Shalachtanu, which is interesting, what are they saying that for? Is because people might say, oh, you were obviously in the wrong place. Then no, we were there. We felt the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which of course still retains its Kedusha, and people were dying, so it's just not a good place to live. It's too holy, or I don't know, we can't be there. If so, we have a teretz to the kasha, Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yiso. The answer is beautiful teretz. It's considered Seisra Amanas Livnois Bim Koimoi, because wherever they traveled, it continued being literally Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was with Klal Yisrael wherever they went. The Machane, the Kedusha, in every place where they were. So when they took it apart and they plan on rebuilding it at the next location, is actually the location that they left behind because they took the location with them. A Pi Hashem Yachnu, Pi Hashem referring to the Shechina. Now we can understand why the with Meraglim come back, Yeshua and Kalev, what do they say? Sar Tila Me'alehem. They say the shade has gone away. It means to say, Rashi Kazapshat, according to this they're saying, the Kedusha is not there. V'Hashem Itanu, meaning to say the Kedusha is by us. Al Tiram, there's no reason to be scared, because we have the Shechina, and they, who are Ovrei Aveira, Knanim and Eretz Yisrael, they are not Zeiche to the high level of Kedusha and Shechina. Before we continue, just say that this concept, we find a number of places, besides the Sefer Ari Nachal, who speaks about this in a couple of places in the Sefer. We find this, the Satmar Rebbe also often brings a Sefer Tzemach Hashem Tzvi, an early Chassidus Sefer, who says that we know that the Torah tells us that people are going to be Ovrei Aveira, Eretz Yisrael will spit them out. And L'chaira we find there are people who are Ovrei Aveira who stay in Eretz Yisrael, individuals who get to stay there, groups of people. So Tzemach Hashem Tzvi explains that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded Eretz Yisrael underneath Yaakov Avinu, so sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu folds Chutz La'aretz under these people in Eretz Yisrael. So they might seem to be in Eretz Yisrael, but maybe they don't really have the full schus of living in Eretz Yisrael. And the other way around, like the Gemara tells us in Gittin, Zeretzua, coming from Ksiv, going to Akoi, so too there are people who are living in Chutz La'aretz, big tzaddikim, where they're Zeiche, where they are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Eretz Yisrael to them, they're Zeiche, to live in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We've spoken about this concept a couple times here and there. I'll just mention one more place we spoke about it. When David HaMelech kills Goliath, so the Pasuk says he took the sword, and he brought the sword to Yerushalayim. Pasuk and Shmuel. The Radak brings a kasha from his father, that was he bringing to Yerushalayim? The Mishkan then was not in Yerushalayim. There was no Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Nothing was happening in Yerushalayim. It should be in the next place was Mishkan Shiloh. After Noiv, it should be in Shiloh. Just correct myself a drop. It was the head of Golias. Pasuk says he brought it to Yerushalayim. And Radak asks, they weren't in Yerushalayim yet. And the Radak answers from Hashem's father that they brought it to Noiv Ira Kehanim. Noiv Ira Kehanim. And when the Pasuk says Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is wherever the Shekhinah is. So, again, we see this Yisai that Yerushalayim, Kedushas, Eretz Yisrael, is of course where the Shekhinah is. So let's go back now to the Arvei Nachal. We'll see Mirt Hashem, he answers a couple of other things. Pasuk says, Vayashkimu Maboyker, Ma'apilim woke up early in the morning, Vayala Reish Shahar Leimar, Hinen, we're all ready. Let's go, Valinu Alamokim, Shamra Hashem, Kichatanu. Let's go up to the place where Hashem said we should go fight. Now Yamir Maisha, Maisha says, what are you doing? What are you going up? Lama Atim Oivrim, it's Pi Hashem, Vihiloi Sitzlach, Al Talu. Don't go up. And they insist on going up. So he gives another Hagdama, it's a tiny little thing. He says, he's an Ibish at the beginning of the Haftarah Parsha Shlach, writes that when Klai Yisrael, or an individual, is zoiche to live a life, l'malim midarach hatava, then he gets nisim shaleik adarach hatava. In other words, you live special beyond your normal human constraints, then you're zoiche to have special nisim happen to you. And then he says, that in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes we find even someone who lives up Yidar HaTava can be Zoichet and Nisim. But there's a difference. Someone who lives his life Alpi Nes, no matter what, Hashem will make Nisim with him. It's just a normal thing for him. Since he lives Alpi Lamala Minet Tava, beyond his normal Karchas, he pushes himself, so Hashem will do that for him all the time. Someone who lives a normal life Alpi Tava, in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will do Nisim for him only if it's necessary to save him. So he says, so that's what the Psukim are saying at the end of the story of the Meraglim. They say, we're not on the same Madrig anymore. So, let's go to Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, we'll be safe over there in Eretz Yisrael. So Maisha says, what are you all hyper about? Lam izatam oivim is Pi Hashem. Why are you leaving Pi Hashem? You're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. Don't run off on the Mishkan. Don't leave us behind. Don't think you can do tshuva by just popping off into Eretz Yisrael. You are in a Makom Kadosh. You're by the Mishkan. Lam izatam oivim is Pi Hashem. Orim bris Hashem u'moshe le'moshe mikar v'machin. You're living with Kedusha, with Tara. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. V'is le'sislach. Eretz Yisrael without being with the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be matzliach. Now, we can go back to the Haftarah. We asked, what's the lashon that she says to them? Nosan, Nitain. So we can answer like this. Beautiful Taurus. The Gemara of Adizara tells the story of Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonison, who had different ways to arrive at their destination, a couple of choices, and they discussed it. They decided to go by Epischa de Bezoinis, a non-Sneas place, in order to get Schar. And Gemara discusses, one's allowed to do that. This is what they did. In order to go along and get Schar, by Gzik Tzadikim, there's such a Mahalach. So, you see here in the Haftarah, Pinchas and Kalev, the two Meraglim from the Haftarah, they dafk go to the Beis Shazaina, and they feel like they'll get more schar for staying over there. Now we know that Rashi brings, in the beginning of the Haftarah, that when it says in the Pasuk, Vatitz Benoi, Rachav hid him, it doesn't say Vatitz Benim, she hid them, Rashi says, Pinchas was such a big tzaddik, the Yitzhahara left him, he's Eliyahu HaNavi later on, so, he did not even need to hire himself. Mashenkin Kalev, who Chazal tells us, the Chafetz Chaim writes about this, Rashi hints this in the Parsha, Kalev was fluctuating between joining the Meraglim, not joining the Meraglim, that's why he says, Ruach Acheres boy, he had a Ruach like this, a Ruach like that. So, he Taka went and it was a big war for him and he gets tremendous char for going to the Beis Ruach of Azayim. So let's see how everything now, we'll put everything together and see how everything's answered. She says to them, you owe me, says Rachav HaZayna. I saved your lives. Yeah, you saved our lives. You saved whose life? Saved Kalev's life? Maybe Kalev is saved, you know, Just like Pinchas was saved. You see, Pinchas was Lamalam and Atava, and he saved. And this happened. What does it have to do with you, Rachel? It would have happened anyways. So she says, no. The fact is, even if maybe I didn't save Pinchas, he didn't need me, because he lives his life Lamalam and Achatava. He went and put his life into danger later with Zimri. So Hashem has a whole different hug with him. The Al-Shech writes it a few times concerning Pinchas. He lived Lamalam and Achatava. He's Zechet and Nisim. Lamalam and Achatava. But I saved Kalev. Kalev, I saved you. Now, by the Meraglim, when you came to spy here in Yerichai. And for that, I deserve a Shavua. That's what she's saying to them. Now, she goes along and says, yeah, but you might say that I didn't say Kalev. Kalev would have been saved anyways in the schus of Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't need me. Not true, she says, because this is not Eretz Yisrael presently. You already have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is in the Machane, where you are. Because the Shechina left us. And therefore, I know that we are not really considered, in a sense, having the full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And if so, a nes not necessarily would have happened to Kalev. And therefore, I saved Kalev. And therefore, if you could please go along and have some gratitude and save me back. What comes out? Let's summarize. There are many different aspects to Eretz Yisrael. So many. Kedushas HaMitzvahs, Kedushas HaAretz. The Radvat speaks about it in Tshuvas, in time of the Chorban, maybe some of the Kedushas left, but a lot of it, of course, still stays. There's no question. Eretz Yisrael always has certain aspects of Kedusha and Halacha. There's absolutely no question about it. But part of the specialness of Eretz Yisrael is the Gilui Shechina, is living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, that Kufa, they had it. And that wasn't with the Knan and the Rishayim, Yimach Shemam and Eretz Yisrael. It was with Klai Yisrael where they went, where they were traveling in the Midbar. And it was traveling with them. So wherever they went, they still had the Shechina with them. Mamish. It was like the Beis HaMikdash. It was like Yerushalayim. We said, Ivri Aveira maybe every time lose out on a big part of Eretz Yisrael, even if they're residing in the physical Eretz Yisrael. But they might not really be Zeichet to it every moment. And we said that Noivir Kehanim in a way is called Yerushalayim itself. That's where the Mishkan is. That's Yerushalayim. And we said, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asked about setting the Ram, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to discover where the Kedusha is, Shalach Lecha Anashim. But in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see those problems because the Shechina is not there guarding those people. Because they're not there with the Shechina, but they insisted they wanted to send Meraglim anyways. And then we explained at the end when the Mapilim insisted on going up, Yeshua and Kalev already said, Sar Tzilam. There's no Shechina, the Shechina is with us. So Moshe says, what are you doing? Lavar al-Pi Hashem. Why are you going away? This is where the Shechina is now. Hashem is telling us not to go there now. We don't go there yet. You don't go to Eretz Yisrael if you have the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Shechina, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, and you have Aaron and Kain over here in the middle. Don't run off. And this is what Racha was telling to them. She said, you have to have a Kara Shatov, I saved your life. I know I didn't say Pinchas' life, because Pinchas lives in Ma'achat Tava, so he had Nisim happen to him. But Kalev wouldn't have had an ace happen to him, she's claiming. Why? Mitzad, living Medach HaTava, he's not the same as Pinchas. I would have happened anyways in Eretz Yisrael. No, Nasan Hashem Lachem is the Aretz. You have Eretz Yisrael, where you are. Learn from this that an integral part of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is living with Shechina, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing Ratzon Hashem, Chas Hashem, appreciating how we are Zoyche here in Eretz Yisrael, to be able to live in the most special place on planet Earth. But we have to shtel tzu, we have to apply ourselves, appreciate it, live with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we'll be zeicha to the Gula Shleima, Mehir V'Yameinu, the Shabbos.